The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
From the voice of the Northern Plains, 550 K-Fire in Bismarck, Mandan. From KCJB, 910 a.m. in Minot, the voice of the North Dakota State Fair, where we will be all week. Who's still tapping their toes to Lady Antebellum and John Mellencamp and Charlie Daniels Band, I wonder? And who is raving about the biggest parade of the year, every year, in North Dakota, the State Fair parade on Saturday. A lot of fun at the State Fair, and we'll be there milking cows and eating food. That's our two main important... Mine, I shouldn't speak for Todd Mitchell. I don't know. Do you tell me what your top two are going to be this week at the fair, Todd? I'm guessing it's going to be free pie, but I don't want to put any words in his mouth.
Yeah, because actually at the top of the list is free kookin. Then comes free pie. But,
yeah, okay, right. So in other words, if anybody sells anything... Anything at the fair. I mean, it could be a Ginsu knife or anything. You would be willing to take one for the team, sample the product, and then share with us the best of the best. Would that be fair?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Okay. I want to encourage everybody to come out because, absolutely.
Since you've demanded to take over the program on Thursday solo and kick me off as a way to repay me
for
all
the listeners deserve a shot at the show without you filtering them. So.
Good point. Yeah. All right. Yeah. So. Todd has banned me from Thursday, and it actually is in response to all the free stuff I get from going to things like the North Dakota Cook Fest, I mean, the barbecue, and free goodies, and, you know, picnic blankets and all that stuff. So, Todd, out of fairness, I just think Todd is right to just take control of the show on Friday at the fair, and I hope you'll find him with free stuff. And if you sell anything at the fair, Thursday would be the perfect day to get it to Todd. We'll be either broadcasting live from 9 until 11 with What's on Your Mind on the State Fairgrounds. Stand by, stay tuned to find out where. But we know he will be also at the Game and Fish booth on Wednesday for K-Fire Cafe.
Yes.
And also, I'll be at the fair for Energy Matters. So, you know, but I don't want any free stuff. You save that for Todd because I will.
Wow.
I'm taking nothing free at the fair and deferring it all to my pal. Todd Mitchell, ladies and gentlemen. So we'll have some fun this week at the fair. But we had a lot of fun last week, and we want to talk about that right now. We also will have our Common Core debate again. I call it a debate because anytime you talk Common Core, that's the word that always follows. But the guest we chatted with last hour, a couple of questions to continue with him. So if you have Common Core questions or comments for him, call in that last segment of the hour. If you have a James Garner favorite show, use the hotline, which is 800-228-0550, and then just press 1. When you call 800-228-0550, 1 allows you to leave a message, leave a comment, disagree, agree, whatever you'd like to do. When you call the show to chat with one of our guests, you call 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550. And you can ask questions of our guests or give us grief or whatever you'd like to do. Or just tell us what's on your mind. That works too. And emails are always welcome, studio@whatsonyourmindradio.com. But, all right, let's, and the bottom of the hour, we'll get serious because we do have a lot of serious topics to cover, certainly with Israel over the weekend, questions last week on the plane, and much more. But in the meantime, we have to talk about a little fun. I at least had a lot of fun last week on the North Dakota Rock, Bakken Rocks Cook Fest for the North Dakota Petroleum Council. And every other Monday, we like to talk with representatives of the Petroleum Council just to sort of take the pulse a little bit about what's in the news. And Kathy Nesset of Nesset Consulting Services was part of, as she always is, the Bakken Rocks Education Series and these community meetings. So we wanted to recap a little bit about the conversations that happened in both Kenmare on Tuesday and down at Dunn Center on Thursday, and, of course, the fishing that happened out there on Lake Sakakawea with a lot of folks in the industry on Wednesday. Kathy, nice to have you back. How are you?
Thank you, Scott. Good morning.
Good morning to you. How's things in Tioga today?
Tioga is beautiful today. Absolutely gorgeous summer day.
Actually, Tioga is beautiful every day as far as I'm concerned, and I know you are too, right?
I'm pretty proud to call Tioga home, yes.
By the way, how's the crops doing? I know you and Randy and RC farm as well, but before we talk oil, let's talk a little ag. How's things looking there?
agriculture looks fantastic. These crops around here are just beautiful. We were spared some of the severe weather that, you know, came through further west of Ray a week or two ago. So we're very fortunate. It looks beautiful.
Did you rest up after a busy couple of days on the Bakken Rocks Cookfest tour?
Well, you know, yes, I did. Actually, I got to Tioga back late Thursday night after the Dunn Center Cookfest, which was terrific. And Friday morning, I wasn't even quite sure where I was, to be honest with you.
You and me both. It's like, oh, my gosh, I need to take a break. Oh, my. And part of it was pretty darn hot, especially in Dunn Center. It was a little cooler in Kenmare. So, but it's fun, isn't it? I mean, what's your best part of just being at events like that, Kathy?
My best part is obviously the, you know, the education sessions. And when I see so many people come out, I don't know how many people are at the Kenmare event or Dunn Centers either, but each of those rooms were filled to capacity and overflowing with North Dakota people who want to learn about this Bakken and Three Forks formation.
And what kinds of
things? I love
that. I'm sorry, what did you say?
I just, you know, my hat is off to the citizens of North Dakota who want to educate themselves and learn about this so they can make good decisions for their own communities.
And what kinds of things do they ask you? What do they want to learn about?
Well, people like, you know, really like the mechanics of it. I think people really like the technology and just how does this work. And then that always leads into, you know, how do you do this responsibly, environmentally safe? So I guess, you know, it's twofold. It's technical, and how do we take care of our great state of North Dakota while we, you know, harvest this resource?
There's a fair amount of critics in the media. I happen to believe that it's politically motivated, and it's a very loud minority. That's just a personal opinion that I have. But do you have people come up to you and say things you read in the paper from, you know, folks that say, well, you know, you're taking all the oil and this is bad what you're doing to the environment, or North Dakota oil can, you know, cause crime, and North Dakota oil can cause accidents, and all the kind of naysayers' arguments, sky is falling. Do you hear that from real people?
From real people, no. What I hear from real people who truly, you know, honestly want to know the story, I think it is just questions of you know, technology, safety, you know, environmentally sound methods. And I really think, I know what you're talking about, is you're talking about the ones who want to make a statement, so to speak. They want to, you know, get another agenda. But I find mostly North Dakota people and honestly, you know, people inquiring really want the technology side of it so they can make up their own minds and understand how this works.
I this is going to be, again, my words, but I sort of liken it to turning back the clock. And, again, I don't believe, too, and I shouldn't denigrate anybody by saying they aren't real people, but what I mean that is media voices or political voices versus just folks that, you know, out there farming or ranching or own a storefront or in the business or whatever. That I don't even consider myself a real person because I have a media microphone, right? And a newspaper reporter has a notepad and a pen and some ink. And a TV reporter has a camera. And I guess an editorial writer has a lot of power. And a table and a telephone, and the telephone rings nonstop in the ear of every editorial page editor I've ever known, every publisher I've ever known, with people who really game the system well to say, did you know, did you know, did you know, and very often it finds its way into the editorial pages. So I'm not trying to be cruel here when I say real people's comments versus sort of the establishment, but there is a difference, and what I was curious about is when you're interacting out there with it, you'd be able to tell that, and I think you probably can, can't you, Kathy?
I can, and I really enjoy that part of it. I like that connecting with everyone, to be quite honest with you, but I like to have the discussion where we can talk about, you know, how does this Bakken and Three Forks formation, you know, why is the geology of North Dakota so different than other locations around the world? You know, Scott, I had a comment from Ron Nest, who I'm covering for here this morning. The North Dakota Petroleum Council, through this education and all the different, you know, outreach programs that they have, from the conference to the Cookfest to different tours and teacher seminars, they have sponsored and reached face-to-face over 10,600 people just since the spring of this year.
Think about that.
That's incredible. I think that is just incredible where industry, you know, and you were at the Cook Fest. I mean, isn't it wonderful how these companies come together? It's a great time to have a wonderful afternoon free of charge to the community, and people, you know, love participating in just a good time.
No, you couldn't be more right. You couldn't be more right, Kathy. It just is. It's quite honestly a little bit addicting. Sorry, I'd much rather do what I did last week, despite being away from my family and a grueling schedule and everything else, because you really get a reset on what's real. And, you know, there's an echo chamber of sorts where you're starting to think all these things are real, and what people say in the newspapers isn't necessarily real, you know. So would you hang on for another segment here, Kathy?
I can do that.
A lot of real people in our audience. If you have a question or comment for Kathy Nesset, it's welcome now. Brought to you today by the North Dakota Petroleum Council. Stay tuned.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
PetroServe USA. When you want to gas up, grab a snack, get on your way.
Come on into a nearby PetroServe USA location and pick four for just four. That's right. Get a single-topping personal pan hot stuff pizza, a 20-ounce fountain pop, and any two cookies all day, every day. Four items, just $4 at PetroServe USA.
Helping America feel better. PetroServe USA.
Freedom is only one generation away from extinction, but you can save it in an entertaining way by rediscovering the U.S. Constitution through a fun game. Constitution Quest is not your average board game. It's a way to gather your family and friends and enjoy learning about our system of limited government, separation of powers, and the three branches of legislative, judicial, and executive power. For the next generation, a strong knowledge of civics is a must-have. Go to ConstitutionQuest.com and order your Constitution Quest game today.
Loading and unloading grain is safer and more efficient than ever with the Roltec electric conversion system from AgriCover, featuring the new Command 10 remote with next-generation Zigbee technology. It's smart and easy to use, keeping you in control. This completely integrated system uses the same remote to wirelessly operate tarps and hoppers. Over time, the Roltec electric conversion will pay for itself. Why? It reduces driver fatigue. It's lighter by design, and it saves time, allowing more trips per day. So schedule your install today by calling Dickinson Truck Equipment, 701-483-4369. Nelson Ripplinger Sales in Minot at 701-721-1252. Burt's Truck Equipment, East Grand Forks at 218-773-1194. Yankton Canvas in Jamestown at 701-252-6927. Or find a dealer near you. Go online to RoltecElectric.com. RoltecElectric.com.
Hi, Mike Penz with Midas Resources Incorporated, Senior Monetary Specialist. With foreign countries going bankrupt and states within the United States going bankrupt, not to mention all the Ponzi schemes in the marketplace, do you think your money and investments are safe? Of course not. Call me, Mike Penz, 1-800-686-2237, extension 181. I can help answer any questions you have about protecting your money, whether it be personal possession or holding precious metals in an IRA. Gold carries a 6,000-year history. It is the only real and lasting money in the world. Paper currencies have come and gone. Governments have toppled. The world map has changed many times, and yet gold still thrives in almost every country. Gold is the ultimate store of wealth. Central banks continue to maintain reserves of gold. Common sense begs the question, why? Let me help you answer that question. Call me, Mike Penz, 1-800-686-2237, extension 181. Call now, and I will send you free information on precious metals. Call Mike Penz, 1-800-686-2237, extension 181.
To share with you when we come back in this particular segment, broadcasting live from 550 K Fire, Bismarck, Mandan, KCJB in Minot, AM 1100 The Flag, Fargo, and 1460 KLTC in Dickinson, and most importantly, especially for this segment, 1090 AM KTGO in Tioga. When I elected to get back into the radio station ownership business with the help of some investors, that was the first one, and then we ultimately ended up getting of course, AM 1100, the flag back as well. But it's the best one because it reminds me of everything I know about this business and love about this business, and it always should be about serving small towns. And that's how I grew up doing it in little Montevideo, Minnesota. And even the studio to this day, it reminds me of a, you know, WKRP. It looks just like, I mean, red Formica tops and the whole thing. So it's a lot of fun. And, Kathy, I know you have a great love and reverence for Tioga and really that entire region, but we really, really are proud of the fact that we're there, broadcasting live. If you actually climb the tower, you could see old Clarence, Iverson's, dream start there in 1951, not too far away, couldn't you?
You could do that, and you could look to the north and see the Bakken number one.
Yeah, isn't that just amazing? And then look over to the Hess gas plant, and I guess what we'd see if we climbed it today is just a whole lot more than we saw 5 years ago. And I don't know about you, but I think after a couple of days at the Cookfest, the vast majority of folks think that's okay, don't they?
I think they do, and I think the Cookfests were just wonderful opportunities for us to, when I say us as an industry, I'll talk from the oil side. We talked a little bit about ag in the last section there, but, coming from the oil industry side and what these oil companies do to put these Cookfests together, in conjunction with the Petroleum Council is nothing short of remarkable.
You know, what else is remarkable, folks need to know, is that when you have a education series, for instance, and in the room is Ron Ness of the North Dakota Petroleum Council. For lack of a better term, we've described Ron before as just the voice of the industry. For folks familiar with the industry, you'd know Jack Girard is the president of the American Petroleum Institute, one of the best ever in Washington, D.C. Ron Ness is, quite honestly, one of the best ever in Bismarck, North Dakota, of any industry. But he just does a very, very good job, and it's a great organization. But you had Lynn Helms there. Lynn would be, I would argue, among one of the best regulators in the country of the oil and gas industry as well. You had Kathy Nesset there, who I've often referred to as the godmother of the Bakken, that just knows every inch and layer and scintilla of what's going on. And you had Justin Kringstad, who heads up the Pipeline Authority, a very important piece of the future of the Bakken. So that's a great resource. And for folks that don't know, we should probably paint a little visual about what happens at one of these Cookfests. Sort of describe the scene, Kathy, if you will.
Well, it starts out, and I will reiterate exactly what you said. What a great team that we have together who have done these education sessions that start. They start at 2:30 in the afternoon. Lynn Helms is the best regulator in the country. I will say in the world. That guy knows how to regulate this industry and protect North Dakota as we, resource, this entire oil play. It starts at 2:30 in the afternoon. This is a typical setup, local time. Education session goes till about 4 o'clock. But during that time, early in the morning, these oil companies team up with a service company. So it's an oil company, service company, team together, and they bring in these barbecue and cookers that are just fantastic and are flying in food from all over, specialty foods from all over the country that they cook up and serve free. And then there's a friendly little competition to who has the best barbecue.
It's really good. And then they hand out trinkets, for lack of a better term, and goodies, and give you these bags to put them in, where you go to an event and everything's free. And I don't think there's a person that leaves with less than $100 of stuff, It just is. It really neat. I mean, all the little trinkets they give away, and they're not free. So, I had a wonderful weekend. You should know, Kathy, with our youngest daughter playing the frisbee game, thanks to Continental Resources, and the bubble game, thanks to Enbridge Pipeline. That was kind of fun, actually.
Well, when I look at that, Scott, and I'll also go back to our million barrel celebration, there's something for everyone. There's live music, there's face painting for the children, there's games and bounce houses and rock climbing walls, and it just is such a wonderful time. And we can't neglect to say that at Kenmare, we had our governor, Governor Dalrymple on hand, and in Gun Center, we had our lieutenant governor So our dignitaries and Julie Fedorchik was in Dunn Center, and we have lots of, I know Wayne Stengem came up. We just have so many people that get involved in this, and it's all a thanks back to our communities. How can we say thank you, and how can the public have a forum that they can say one-on-one, all right, Mr. Oil Company, this is my question for you, and there are people at these booths to answer those questions.
Ryan Rauschenberger, the state tax commissioner, despite a little bout with a jet ski injury, was in Kenmare, and of course Ron and the Rauschenbergers are from Kenmare, so that was kind of neat. And then also Doug Goring handed out the prize as the ag commissioner in Dunn Center as well. And you're right, people coming up to him, asking him questions, just a real North Dakota neighborly kind of way to do it. I want to ask you quickly about this survey. I don't know if you've seen it in the Dickinson Press. Survey says, we asked, you answered, the press survey results show readers have mixed feelings on the Boone's impact and feel Dickinson is a worse place than it was 5 years ago. 57% saying worse off, 24% saying better off, 20% saying no. I don't get that sense at these events, but what do you make of that particular survey?
Well, I will say that I have not seen that survey, and that actually takes me by surprise, because I do know that there have been other surveys that have been done that North Dakotans actually do feel that the overall impact of this industry, and I'm talking the oil and gas industry, has been positive. So I'm surprised to hear that. I guess I'd have to look at it closer.
All I know, and I haven't looked at it very closely, the 1,300 readers that voted online, so you usually can skew that pretty good, where people, you know, vote a bunch of times or whatever. And they did it over 2 weeks. So it's obviously very quick compared to, for instance, the professional research that's done that is the envy of the entire oil and gas industry all across the United States. A friend of mine from Oklahoma once told me, hey, we have spent, like tens of millions of dollars just talking about the good things that happen, explaining the bad things that happen, and the best we can do is break 50% on support for the industry. Rough numbers, I think North Dakota is at 80%, even after this extraordinary amount of boom, even after things like what happened at Castleton and north of Tioga. That says a lot, doesn't it?
It does say a lot, and I think that, you know, you're right. I think, you know, I guess I can't speak to this particular survey since I don't know what happened with it, but I do know that other surveys that have been done in a very controlled, you know, scientific way show that for the most part, North Dakota is very favorable to, we are the envy of this country, and North Dakotans get that. They understand that we can provide oil for our nation, we can provide for our national security, and we can do it in a safe way, and I think North Dakotans do get that.
We have an EPA question for you that we're not going to have time to get to, but I can either save it for next time when we chat, or we can have you hold over for another break. Are you tight for time, Kathy?
I am. I actually have another meeting here in a few minutes.
Yeah,
so,
it's an EPA question. We'll catch it next time. We may even do that actually in Tioga, because we'll be up there State Fair Tuesday, making our way through Tioga, and so maybe we'll do it soon. But thanks so much for your great expertise, Kathy. Appreciate everything you do.
You
talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try. KeepItLocal.com.
KeepItLocal.com, the Northland's most respected auto shopping website for over 10 years. Whether you're looking to buy or sell a car, truck, SUV, or boat, KeepItLocal.com keeps it simple. With hundreds of dealers and private sellers, our inventory changes daily. We are the source for finding your next auto or power sport item. Remember, KeepItLocal.com. We keep it simple.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try. KeepItLocal.com.
Megan's on the phone from the North Dakota Truck Wash to tell us about their new interior detailing services for pickups, semis, and it's nice and easy. I don't even need to make an appointment, do I, Megan?
Absolutely. Just drop it off at night, and it will be ready the next morning.
What's not to love about that, folks? Drop it off at night, it's ready the next morning. Interior detailing, and they're open 24/7. North Dakota Truck Wash, south of the Pinnacle Cynics in Stanley on the truck bypass. Call them 701-628-1550, 701-628-1550. Thanks, Megan.
Thank you.
Moms of America, stand up and stop taking abuse from your kids. I pledge never to let my kid disrespect me ever again.
I pledge to stop letting my daughter walk all over me.
I pledge to stop living in fear of my son's anger.
I pledge never to feel like a bad parent ever again. Because I'm not.
I pledge to stop letting my child's behavior control my home.
I pledge to be a mom with kids who listen. A total transformation mom.
I'm Janet Lehman, co-creator of the Total Transformation Program. We created the Total Transformation to help parents with difficult child behavior. Now, I'm giving it away free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free.
Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795. Call now. Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
Hold that a sec. Sorry, Chris. Leave Don Williams go. It's okay. How long do we have left in Don Williams? Only 15 seconds left of Don Williams, so enjoy the last five.
You thought I didn't know my Don Williams. I don't know a whole lot of them, but that one for sure.
You know them all. That's embarrassing.
I don't know about that, but...
A few I do know, but I love that. And I think the great thing about Kathy Nesset from Nesset Consulting Services, in addition to being one of the great industry resources, really, is, you know, she just does believe in people. She believes in people. She believes in the state. She believes in the work ethic. And that's why, you know, even if this survey from the Dickinson Press is 100% accurate, you know, I mean, which I have a hard time believing. Here's the reason I have a hard time believing it's accurate. We just spent 2 days... talking to folks that are living in the, you know, certainly in Dunn Center, the epicenter of it. And Kenmare, while it itself is not in the epicenter, a lot of people who are in the epicenter, I mean, talk to people from Tioga, I talk to people from Stanley, I talk to people from Newtown, met some folks from Newtown. By the way, I also met people from Alexandria, Minnesota, and Perham. And I met a guy who lives in Fertile who knew that... we have a family lake cabin, Maria's side, up at Union Lake. And so we start talking about Union Lake. I'm having that conversation in Kenmare, North Dakota. What do you think the guy from Fertile wanted to talk about, Todd?
What was that?
Not the Cease Funeral Home.
No?
No. Are you familiar that actually exists in Fertile, Minnesota?
I was not.
Yeah, it's kind of a long story. But anyway, so there's a punchline there somewhere. Cease Funeral Home, and that's the name of the family. But anyway, he wanted to talk about
oil. Marketing writes itself, doesn't it?
Yes, it does. He wanted to talk about oil. He wanted to talk about oil.
Really?
Yes. You know why? Because it's changing his kids and grandkids' future, and he's from Minnesota. So my point is, there's a lot of people that just believe that this is happening, and I think if they were as honest in the conversation as they sure seem to be, I don't believe they'd say Dickinson is a worse place than it was 5 years ago. I've not been to Dickinson much, and I think this is a call to spend a little more time. Their Dunn Center's close, and I've done meetings in Dickinson, but I've not really just sort of breathed it in, kind of like let's go down to that favorite little restaurant of mine downtown. Well, Armies is the best restaurant, bar none. But you got to spend a little time in Armies to really feel it. And I'm going to take my own survey at Armies soon, and I'll report back. Larry and Dickinson is waiting to go, and we have some calls that came in earlier. Why don't we play at least a couple of the calls that came in earlier? Larry, we'll get to you in just a moment. We have a whole segment here to find out what's on your mind. Sirius, planes, Israel, not so serious, James Garner, anything you like. 800-228-0550-701-258-0550. Chris, take your pick. What do folks want to talk about?
Okay, so I got two comments for James Garner. Number one is his real name is Bumgarner, just like the baseball player for the San Francisco Giants. He shortened it to Garner for television. Secondly, he acted with on screen with lower back pain from an intense accident as a youngster. His entire career, he had lower back pain. Something to consider when you're acting. Adios.
Got it. Very interesting that, there is a good example of walk a mile in a guy's shoes. Having all that, if what you say is true, and performing extraordinarily as an actor. Interesting. Play me another one, Chris. Take your pick. Or should I talk to Larry while you got another one ready?
This is Ray from Mandan. Say, Kathy, I got a question for you. Why doesn't the EPA put out a report on all the pollution each forest fire puts out? They monitor everything else, and I know they're monitoring all that stuff. Why don't they put out a report on that stuff? I think they're being pretty hypocritical about everything else. Okay, that's my question. Bye.
I don't know about you, Todd, but I'm a little disappointed.
What's that?
I think that was Rafe Mandan sort of disguising his voice as a calm guy, was it?
Or was it Crazy Bob, who I actually met on Thursday?
I think it was... Did he say Rafe? Play it again, Chris. Sorry, I didn't listen well enough to see if he told us his name.
Yeah, this is Ray from Mandan.
Okay, all right, you're right, Chris. So it was Ray from Mandan, and Todd and I weren't listening. That happens sometimes because we're all doing a million things, but I apologize. Ray, what was missing is the famous laugh. You cannot call the program, please, and not give us the famous laugh, even if it's a serious question. It just keeps Todd and I fueled and going. But anyway, apologize that Kathy had to go. She has a busy schedule. I'm surprised we got two segments. I don't know that there's a busier woman in North Dakota. I'm dead serious. Other than every mother, which she is too, with RC and Randy and now a beautiful little grandson. So anyway, appreciate that, Ray, but we will ask that question and share it with Kathy. In fact, we'll forward it on to her. All right, Larry and Dickinson have been waiting to chat. You're next on What's on Your Mind. You're in Dickinson. Are you getting a sense out of the Dickinson press, whether they know what they're talking about with this survey? Larry, tell me.
Well, obviously, they claimed that it wasn't a scientific one. The people, I believe, and I'm one of them, I didn't actually make the survey. I kind of forgot about it. But anyway, everybody I talk to in this town, and just, I'm talking about just regular people that aren't any way really impacted by it as far as, they're not lining their pockets. People that are just regular normal people, and I ask them, what do you think? And they all tell me, well, I'm trying to find a place to go, the older people definitely. I'm one of them because of the crime is a big one. I've got graffiti on my shed out back here. I live down by the college. And it's gang-related. It's MS-13 stuff. And I have policemen that are friends of mine, and I talk to them. And they're worried that... they're not going to be able to handle this. It's not just people that are against oil. It's not against oil at all. It's against what the oil is bringing, and that's where people are concerned here. And the town of Dickinson isn't really better off yet. We haven't felt the good part of it yet. We're in the bad part right now, trying to catch up. So the traffic, the crime, all these things. And they claim that if they don't get the census taken, the city won't have jurisdiction or rights like out 4 miles so that big box stores are hesitant to come in here, you know. So there's all these factors. And it's not that people hate oil. Actually, I own minerals. Not a lot, but I do own minerals, and a lot of people do. And a lot of people in this town are getting a check on just the minerals that they own just on this their resident. But it's just the fact that people are so displaced, standing in lines, obnoxious people, and it's just people that come in, and it's kind of like a takeover, you know. And the older people especially are afraid. It's just plain and simple. And everybody I talk to thinks the same way. So I'm trying to talk to people that are kind of a cross-section, if you know what I mean. People that work in oil, people that are affiliated with oil. I know some people that have some power, some big names I won't mention. But yeah, it's just the feeling. This survey is a survey of people that read the paper online or whatever, and it's you could send in a note.
Well, let's not even talk about that survey. That was a scam. I mean, in other words, I would bet the top vote getters were Ryan Taylor, a couple other talk show hosts in the state.
This was done by the Dickinson Press editorial. Did this?
Well, it's an online survey. You know,
well, it wasn't necessarily online. They had you could clip the survey out of the paper and then send it in to the. To the Dickinson Press, or just carried in, you know, and give it to them. It was just regular people doing it, and I know a lot of people that did it. And
so let me ask you this.
I'm not democratically affiliated, and I'm a staunch conservative here.
No, I don't want to get defensive, Larry. Larry, I'm not trying to get defensive about it at all, and I purposely let you just explain it. I think what I hear you saying, what I heard you saying is that your survey, when you're trying to do this, suggests that it's not 57% who want to turn back the clock. Did you not say that, or are you saying you think it's
exactly.
About right?
Well, what I was saying was they're not against the oil. It's not against anything. It's what it is the question was, is Dickinson better now than it was 5 years ago? Well, 5 years ago we didn't have the crime. We didn't have all these things that we have now. That was the question in the survey. It wasn't
It actually wasn't. I don't think
what the question was, and that's what people are saying. It's just not as good a place to live as it was.
Yeah, I'm sorry to interrupt again. I'm just watching the clock here.
Yeah,
but I think the actual question was. Here's the headline, and the headlines often are wrong. But the headline says: Survey says we asked. You answered. That's the same
right.
thing a survey says.
Yeah.
The press survey results show readers have mixed feelings, that's understandable,
right.
on the boom's impact. I agree with that. Feel Dickinson is a worse place than it was 5 years ago. You use the term better. In other words, is it better? Is it, so in other words, 24% I guess mean they feel it's better. 57% mean it's worse. My point is we need to define worse and we need to define better. And I believe you could be a very important voice in that. I mean, your informal survey you just talked about is exactly the kind of thing that needs to happen. I've done the same thing.
Exactly.
I've done my own little formal survey. I've done it in Tioga. And I would put the number at about 70-30. 70 people feel it's a better place. 30 feel it's a worse place. I have enormous empathy for both voices. I have friends that have are getting together forming something called the Northwest Landowners Association. Many of them, like you, I like oil.
Yeah.
I'm for this. But you know what? How they do this or how they do that, or couldn't we just over a cup of coffee figure some of these things out? I think they're right. On the other hand, then they want to do some really unreasonable things. Well, the point is,
right.
the point, you know, Daryl Dorgan and company kind of things. You know what I'm saying? Dakota Resource Council. Some of them want Buffalo Commons. The point is there's reasonable voices on both sides. You're one of them. Do us a favor. Stay in touch, would you?
I sure will. It's my first time calling in. I'm a little on the nervous side, but
you don't sound it, Larry. You don't sound it at all. God bless you. Thanks for the call.
To the program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
Folks, you've heard me talk about Chase on the Lake over in Walker, Minnesota, the premier resort and spa on the shores of Leech Lake. And as they've done in the past, Chase on the Lake sets the bar even higher this summer. You know, most premier resorts don't offer very good, if any, specials during the peak summer seasons. Well, listen to this. Now through August, if you book any Sunday night at Chase, you get Monday night free. That's right. A buy one, get one free during the peak of summer. Buy any Sunday night through August, get Monday night absolutely free. This is Chase on the Lake we're talking about here. The great historic hotel, the spacious 2 and 3 bedroom condos, the award-winning spa, the lakeside dining, the watercraft rentals. It goes on and on. If that's not enough, how about this? Get 50% off any spa treatment, good for 2 services per book room any Monday through August. What a deal. ChaseOnTheLake.com. Promo code Scott to get this great deal. ChaseOnTheLake.com. Promo code Scott or call them at 888-CHASE-06 for Chase on the Lake, Leech Lake, Walker, Minnesota. And tell them Scott sent you.
Welcome to Soybean Minute with Diana Biedelsbacher.
The Czech office putting its weight behind a new kind of soybean oil that will win back lost demand in the food market. New high oleic soybean varieties are expected to help secure and expand U.S. soybean oil demand and increase U.S. soybean farmers' profitability. High oleic oil does not contain trans fat and therefore is better for food, biodiesel, lubricants, and cosmetics. Customers are looking for a widely adapted soybean oil that works well for their application. As an industry, we can offer them a solution with high oleic. The goal is to have 18 million acres of high oleic soybeans planted by 2023. If this goal is achieved, the value of soybeans is expected to increase by 66 cents per bushel for all U.S. soybean farmers.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
Complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. Yeah, at just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
I have his phone number.
Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut the costs and get more.
You got to go time out. I'll get to you, but it's going to have to be when I get back to the show. 1-855-905-MYTV. Jim and Bismarck, I'll go to first here while you get to. Yes, okay.
Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terraganics. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TERRAGANIX.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Don't get me down. I can't take it. Don't, no Debbie Downers. And there's a few out there, but they're a minority. That's the point. They're a loud minority, and there's a reason behind it. We touched on this last week. I mean, I think Larry's heart's in the right place, Sean Dickinson. I hope he keeps taking his survey. And if I have my say, maybe we'll do this in person sometime with some folks in Dickinson. You solve a lot of problems when you go over to Armies. You know, I'm looking forward to, you know, I'll call Kelly Armstrong and see if he and Mike could come over and sort of represent the industry. And Kelly has a unique perspective because he's a state senator. And I know some of the city folks that are working very hard every day. They are very organized. They got it going. They got a lot going in Dickinson. And then let's get some folks that are concerned. I mean, maybe the, Association of Oil and Gas Counties, appropriately concerned, I should say. And, you know, we'll get to it. So the point is you solve all this with a conversation. You really do. All right, we have a make good to finish our Common Core debate. We'll do that right after Jim in Bismarck and then Brian in Abilene, Texas. So we literally have a minute on the clock for each of you. Jim, tell me what's on your mind.
Well, it was about probably a month ago, one of you guys was talking about an uncle in the Army band and made it sound like that was an a small part of being in the service. It wasn't really in the service. And I personally got upset. I was never on the front line, but I did serve and I provided information to the people that were on the front line. I was in military intelligence. And it just sounded very disrespectful.
Well, Jim, thanks for correcting us on that. Not sure who said it or when it was said, and I bet everybody on the front lines would agree with you that it's not insignificant, it's not small, it's a big deal. I know some folks that have done just that, and God bless them. I met a World War II vet this weekend, and those are the stories they tell. I remember that band playing when we got off the train and we got back, and so you're exactly right. Call again, Jim. Good to hear from you. Appreciate it. Brian in Abilene, Texas, you got 30 seconds listening on Abilene, or listening rather on iHeartRadio from Abilene. Go ahead.
Hey, how you doing? I was listening to people complaining about the oil and how it's bringing the negative, but I don't see anybody talking about the positive. Change is constant. Life is full of change. And people can say, oh, don't you miss the old days? Yeah. But hey, these are better days. What a blessing it is to have all these people migrating back to North Dakota.
Well said, and you did it in 22 seconds instead of 30. You deserve a career in radio. Call again, Brian. Thanks for the call today, okay? Appreciate all our listeners wherever they are on what's on your mind. If you were listening last hour, we were tackling a controversial topic with a fellow from Cato Institute Center for Educational Freedom. Neil McCluskey's back with us. Sorry to do that to you, Neil, and thanks for joining us again, okay?
Yeah, no problem.
So your answer to my theory that came from a friend of mine who's the superintendent of a very well-respected, I'll just say, John Paul II schools in the Fargo-Moorhead, West Fargo, and it serves this eight or nine Catholic parishes of the Fargo region, basically said to me, Scott, all the bad stuff you hear about Common Core comes from people trying to infiltrate the bigger ideal, and the ideal is just fine. Is he wrong?
Yeah, I think he is at least mistaken in how he's characterizing the overall national debate. Understand, if you're the Catholic schools, you can adopt Common Core, but you can tailor it in any way you need or want to your needs, specifically to what your schools are doing and the kids they're serving. You don't have to take the Common Core test. The problem is the Common Core is intended for every public school in America with essentially the same test. Everybody doing the same thing at the same time and unable to tailor the specific unique needs of their kids and their community. So it's a totally different thing when you look at it for Catholic schools and non-Catholic schools or private schools and public schools, with one exception. If the Common Core is adopted in the vast majority of states, and it looks like there's going to be a lot of backtracking from that, then Catholic schools, homeschoolers, all sorts of other private schoolers are going to be and to some extent forced to use Common Core, because national tests like the SAT, ACT, AP tests, all these different tests will be aligned in a Common Core. So even if you want something different, even if you need something different, it's going to be much harder to get it because the whole system will have become a national monopoly.
Well, as I told you earlier, anytime this debate happens, the eyes in my head roll to the back because I just lose it after, you know, I really want to know who to believe. I really want to know who to trust. And I have to tell you, in this case, an individual running a school system that has changed the life of our family, I'm going to defer to at this point. I'm going to be with him. I'm open to being persuaded another way, but I really want to have the debate. I really do. We have a minute left, so I'm going to give you the last minute just to tell me why I should trust you rather than them.
Well, this is going on a lot of different levels. So the first level is the quality of the Common Core itself. And that's debatable, but that's not really, to me, the big issue. The big issue is that this is being dictated from above, and we're being told it's not curriculum, but we know if you follow this, and you have the same problem everyone else does. I know what I know because I follow it every day. Almost nobody else has that chance. But if you follow it, you know these tests are coming, and the tests are what the schools
the public schools will be held accountable on. That means curriculum de facto is being dictated from the federal government. And make no mistake, even if you think these are good and you want tough accountability, you're probably not going to get it because the teachers' unions, administrators' associations, they'll ultimately control what's done. So even if it's what's good, you think it's good now, won't stay good. And we're seeing in state after state after state that the teachers' unions that have supported the Common Core itself are now fighting against any sort of accountability. So they want to control what's in those standards and not have any of the rigor and accountability that's supposed to go with them.
Gotcha.
So
I got
that. It's not the core itself, it's the system.
We're over a minute, but we're going to do this again, and I'll give the exact amount of time to folks like Kirsten Baszler and the superintendents I've talked to and Dale Wetzel and others to debate those points this week. So stay tuned, folks. God bless you.
In the radio business, the fuel that keeps this vehicle going down the road is radio advertising.
And we have some great sponsors who we very much appreciate, and that includes our good folks at Border Plains Ag Equipment, Stanley, Williston, Glasgow, Montana. Just travel Highway 2, and you're going to find one of the great locations and some great folks. Roger Gelstead and his crew, his son Ryan, all of them, they're just some wonderful, wonderful people, and we really appreciate their support over the years. I stopped in the other day to see Ryan. He tells me about an incredible deal right now that is for a limited time, so you need to hurry. Case IH Combines, any used combine on any of the lots, 3 years, 0% financing. You don't pay a penny in financing for 3 years, plus, there's more, a two-year or 500-hour powertrain warranty. Folks, that's on every Case IH used combine at Border Plains Equipment. Stanley, Williston, and Glasgow, Montana. Find them on Highway 2, Border Plains Equipment. Stanley, Williston, Glasgow, Montana 2, for a great deal on Case IH combines. And tell them Scott sent you.
Whoa! This is big!
Not just big, it's the Freeze Dry Guys Giant Factory Authorized Sale. This month, save 30 to 45% off on number 10 cans of high-quality Mountain House freeze-dried foods from the Freeze Dry Guy. Factory fresh stock just arrived, so now is the time to stock up with the finest, best-tasting, longest-proven shelf-life foods in the industry at giant savings of 30 to 45% off. But hurry, supplies are limited to only the stock we have on hand. Call 866-404-3663. Free shipping to the lower 48 states. Click freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com. Hurry, the Giant Factory authorized Mountain House sale is going on now. Only from the Freeze Dry Guy. The finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long-term storage.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Pharmacist Ben Fuchs knows the importance of proper digestion.
Make sure you take a look at the ultimate enzyme product. They're made with bile salts and fat digestion enzymes and protein digestive enzymes. And not only do the ultimate enzymes give you obvious benefits for digestion, but they can also help keep your blood flowing through your circulatory system. As most of you probably know by now, thick, sludgy, clotting blood is a serious risk factor for heart disease and stroke. Clearly, inappropriate and excessive blood clotting is a major health issue, and thick, sludgy blood is not just about heart health either. Sludgy blood can compromise oxygenation and nutrient delivery to all your cells and tissues and organs, and ultimately lead to almost any health issue you can name.
Concerned about proper digestion and heart health, order Ultimate Enzymes by calling 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470 or on the web at brightsidemen.com. That's brightsidemen.com. Order today.